The Sean Green Show. Sean covers all things entertainment. Movies, books, news, concerts, television, video games, the entertainment guru. Sean covers it all. This is the Sean Green Show podcast. The Sean Green Show podcast on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.
And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there that's listening. Hey, make sure you check me out on WGNplus.com and also on SeanGreenShow.com. You can check all the latest podcast news, interviews on SeanGreenShow.com and WGNplus.com. One thing I definitely wanted to talk about today was legal marijuana. And right now there are 10 states that currently have legal marijuana. You can go to dispensaries and you can purchase marijuana legally. And Governor Pritzker is very supportive of legal marijuana. But one of the things that always crossed my mind was, how do employers approach this? Because most jobs, when you apply or the pre-screening process, they require you to take a drug test. And one of those things for me, I was like, well, if somebody smokes marijuana and they want to go apply for a job, or if they already have a job that has a zero tolerance drug policy, is how do employers enforce this? Is this fair? You know, do they get fired or whatever? So I want to talk to somebody about this. And Bryna Dolan, she's from Flenner IP and Business Law. She's a cannabis attorney. She joins me right now on the hotline. Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
So, all right. One of the things that I looked at when I read this article in the Tribune about employers and marijuana was the discrimination factor. And Illinois right now is an at-will state. So is there any way around this? How do we go forward with this?
Well, right now, we are in a difficult position, and medical card holders here in the state are in a difficult position, and adult users, once adult use becomes legal in Illinois, will also be in a difficult position. And that's really stemming from the fact that cannabis is still illegal at the federal level. There are laws right now built into the statute in Illinois' medical use program is a prohibition on discrimination for holding a medical cannabis card. So an employer cannot ask you in an interview, do you have a medical cannabis card, and then decide not to hire you because you have a medical cannabis card. That's clear in Illinois statute. Where it becomes less clear, though, is the fact that employers can still maintain, as long as it's non-discriminatory and they apply it to everybody, they can still maintain drug-free workplace policies. They can still test employees for the presence of marijuana, and they can still, we expect, fire someone for violating that policy. As long as they're not applying it in a discriminatory manner and they're treating every employee the same.
So another thing I wanted to talk to you about, too, was people that may have minor drug offenses, i.e. sales or usage of marijuana. How would they implement that in clearing their cases?
Well, it's expected, and I sure hope that we'll see in the new cannabis laws to come that we're going to be able to expunge those types of convictions. So for use, for small amounts of sale, nobody should suffer going forward for having these kind of charges on the books. So hopefully, and there are some circumstances now where we can expunge, and hopefully going forward we'll have greater power to be able to do that, and I'm hoping we're going to see that in the legislation, the adult use legislation, that there's going to be a way for people to get this off of their records. They don't have to have it following them because it's really, really unfair.
For minor marijuana offenses, would that be pretty difficult? Is that, or is that a long, drawn-out process?
It's not. I wouldn't say it's long and drawn out, but it can be difficult. The good news is there are all sorts of organizations right now that are providing help with expungement. So, you know, you can go online and do some research, and you can generally find some help. Attorneys are volunteering their time for this. I know I'm going to a training in a few weeks just to brush up on my expungement skills so I can participate and help people get expungements if they're eligible.
Thanks again for doing this. It's Brina Dahlin. She's a Chicago-based cannabis attorney. It's Flanner IP and Business Law. Make sure you check her out. And thanks again for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to The Sean Green Show, the entertainment guru. You can friend him on Facebook, Sean Green Show Media, or follow him on Twitter at Sean Green Show. The Sean Green Show on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.